I'm Walt Lindalone with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I had a chance to speak with Scott Zirbel. He's the organizer of the annual TV6 Canathon, and they wrapped up the event recently saying it's a big success. It raised just under $152,000 in financial donations this fall, and combined with a similar drive in the spring that raised $85,000, the effort has raised over $236,000 this year to help feed a hungry neighbor. Here's more about it with TV6's Scott Zirbel.
You know, we had been almost a month into the event with collections, and I was looking at totals, and it was kind of, you know, concerning, I guess I should say, but we made one last push for it, and with the help of everybody, including Media Brew, you guys did great in helping us get the word out. I guess you can say we kind of hit it out of the park. I didn't, to be honest with you, didn't expect it to go that high, but you know, it's just shy of, you know, it's right around 100. The actual number is 151,985. And again, there are still some numbers that are going to be trickling in, but very, very excited about the results.
Well, and on top of that, Scott, you take a look at the auxiliary canathon that you did back in the spring and early summer. You combine those two, and in your calendar year, you're pushing almost $250,000 raised for the UP.
Yeah, absolutely. It, you know, we had our totals at the spring event. Again, that was kind of just an impromptu with COVID hitting, and then all of a sudden the food banks are hit. And so we put together this collection, and again, with everybody's help, and we just did it through our regular website, and we raised $85,000. So you combine the two, and you're at $236,985, which is incredible. You know, and we try to, you know, we try to figure out a formula as to how that equates to food poundage. And we kind of got a rough estimate. And again, this is rough. It's, you know, it's basically 50 cents a pound. So if you look at it in, you know, in poundage wise, you know, that's over a half a million pounds of food. That's, you know, I mean, the most we've ever collected in the history of the Canathon in 1 year was a little over 150. And that was 150,000 pounds, and that was once. We kind of settled into an average of about 120 to 130,000 pounds of food every year. So thank you. That's all I can say.
We're talking with Scott Zirbel today. He is the chair and the organizer and the coordinator and the boss man of the TV6 Canathon virtual event this year. That was, of course, in response to the coronavirus pandemic and saying, you know, you can't do it in the traditional way. But you mentioned that there was a website. Now, I have a question for you. What is that website, and is it still up and running? Let's say somebody hears this today and says, hey, I didn't get a chance to do it yet. Can they still get in, or have you wrapped that up for the year?
The website will not go away. The address is tv6canathon.com, and people can still go to that and donate throughout the year. You know, the Canathon over the years, it's always helped out immensely in the fall and into the early winter. But, you know, as you got into the spring and the summer, there's still, you know, their resources or their supplies become depleted. So the Canathon website will be there. You can donate, you know, to those organizations throughout the year.
That's TV6 Canathon organizer and coordinator Scott Zirbel. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.